Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. There it is, that huge cooler full of four packs, six packs, and cases, or about that long row of tap handles. It can intimidate just about anyone. For someone trying to break into craft beer, it might just be too much. No fear, there are people ready to help. Choosing a beer this week on Beer Untapped with Perry Miller.
What I like to do when people, you know, come in, they look around, you can tell they're looking at all the different tap handles. I usually start with, what do you drink? You know, what do you normally prefer? And usually try and challenge somebody a little bit from there. You know, whether it be higher gravity, you know, more flavor, more bitterness, a completely different style than what they're used to.
Brennan Sully Sullivan there, and the way he works with people confronted for the first time with those 35 taps at Pints and Quarts in Brookings. How about if you're intentionally setting out to explore the world of craft beer? Seth Cook from Wooden Legs has some advice.
But if you are going out to do some discovery and kind of learn and do things, what I would suggest is finding a place that is dedicated to craft beer, or at least has a couple craft beer draft lines on tap. If you're traveling, Yelp and Google are two places to really start. Hey, you know, if put the search word craft beer in and see what turns up. The other places that usually do a really good job are places that put their menu online. So if you've got a craft beer bar, they usually rotate a lot. So you can drop by their website and you can find what's seasonal and what they're brewing or what they have on tap. That's usually a good place to start.
And virtually without fail, the staff at craft beer bars and brew pubs are going to be very helpful.
The staff there is usually, I'll use the term beer Sherpas. They're there to guide you in kind of the beer journey. And they actually, the Wooden Link staff here is great. And I love the guys that work behind our bar. They love beer as much as I do. So, I mean, they are here to help and here to explore and here to have fun.
Another piece of advice, belly right up to the bar.
And just start picking their brains and try everything. Most beer bars out there are more than willing to give you at least a 1 ounce sample just to see if you even like it. But honestly, the 1 ounce sample is maybe just enough to tease. Go for and buy a flight. Now, a flight is usually a series of beers that have 4 to 6 ounces. Some flights are even up to 8 ounces. Those are huge. But there's usually multiple ounces in a flight, and you have multiple varieties. So you can just kind of taste through what the different styles are.
More when Beer Untapped continues right after this.
Like a pizza porter or an ale, half a bite or a pale, double, triple, or a stout.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss how to choose a craft beer. So you're in that craft beer bar. They may ask you what kind of beverage or flavors you enjoy. As Sully mentioned earlier, that's a great way to find someone a beer, and Seth concurs.
Tell them the types of beers you like and other drinks. You know, if you like whiskeys or coffee or blueberry bubblegum, who knows what you like. Tell them what you like, and they'll usually sort you out.
You know, if it's wine, I mean, geez, there's a lot of, some of the sours, I mean, have a lot of, you know, wine notes like that. I mean, there's even some beers that we have that are aged in wine barrels, so you get some of the same tasting notes.
So we've kind of covered it in bars. How about at your local liquor store or bottle shop and those coolers loaded with different brews? Drew Eklund at the Brookings Liquor Store.
The first thing that I would direct them to would be our make-your-own six-pack cooler. That way you don't have to commit to an entire six-pack of one style of beer and find out that you hate it. The Mix of Six cooler has up to 90 different beers to choose from. It's organized by beer styles, making it easy to hone in on your taste preference while avoiding or putting off styles that disagree or downright shock you. Not many people can jump right into an IPA or an Imperial Stout.
It's a great way to try different beers, and when you're traveling, it's always a bonus if you can find a shop with the Mix of Six option. There's such a variety of beer styles and flavors out there. I really believe there's a craft beer for everybody.
Good crossover beers, that is beer for someone looking to switch things up from a Bud or a Coors type beer to be in the lager or the wheat beer section. I mean, life is too short to drink the same beer over and over again. There are way too many crossover beers to mention them all, but few notables would be Sam Adams, Boston Lager, New Belgium's Fat Tire, Snapshot. Also, their Ranger is a good starter IPA. Sierra Nevada's Pale Ale, Guinness.
Everybody likes craft beer. Some people just haven't figured it out yet or found out which one they like best yet.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer. So why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews.
Now, Sully will fill us in on this week's Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week at Pints and Quarts in Brooklyn.
Our Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week is going to be Modelo Especial. It's a light straw-colored lager from Mexico. For Cinco de Mayo, we'll also be running a few other specials for different things, but, you know, some a little bit weirder than others. It's a good day to you know, if you never had one, they're pretty good. Salted glass with a lime in it, pretty tasty stuff.
One final note, a different kind of craft beer event this week in Sioux Falls. Friday night from 5 to 9, it's the Brew Street Bash. It's craft beer and live music in support of the annual Sioux Falls Sculpture Walk. They'll have beers from 35 different breweries to sample. More info available at the Brew Street Bash Facebook page. Hey, that's it for this week's show. Next week, the Growler. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.